instant oil change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Now, if you think Melissa Carter got emotional a couple of minutes ago, I may get just as emotional when I ask this question.
Oh, you have not asked the question up until now.
Well, I wanted to as soon as I walked in the door this morning, but based on how I saw you guys talking about it earlier a little bit, and your expressions were so happy, I have put it off.
I know. Well, I figured as much.
Can't you just be happy for us?
Yeah. Well, probably not.
Well, just tell us the correct answer and what you want to hear.
Oh, no.
Like we ask our callers, what do you want us to tell you? Then we'll tell you that. And then
I'm at peace with my decision. Okay. The decision that I made, if you're a new Burt Show listener last week, was that my knee is jacked up from a knee surgery, and I was sort of on the fence about trying to play in this celebrity softball game over the weekend. The Braves invited all of us to play. In their major league stadium, Ted Turner Stadium, we were going to be playing in it, right? And I made the decision at the last minute that the 3 hours I would spend on that field, even though it's been my dream, wasn't worth it. So I backed out of it and went and spent the weekend with my family down at the beach. And these guys played in the game, and I'm so scared to ask how it was. Just go ahead, enjoy it. It was your time. Go.
Top 10 experience.
Oh,
it was
my
amazing.
Life.
Do you really, Bert?
Top 10?
Top 10.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, go ahead.
Just so cool.
Let me embrace.
I'm sure they're going to do this again. But you know how Jeff said that he thought it might be in the outfield, like it was going to be restricted to the outfield?
It's going
to
be played on grass. That's one of the reasons why I decided not to play. Because
I've seen him do other events at Turner Field where they just set up the diamond out in center field.
Yeah.
No,
played.
We played on the dirt.
On the dirt.
We played on the dirt. I got to touch the dirt and I threw it up in the air.
You guys played in the infield.
We played on Turner Field.
Oh my God, it must have been awesome.
Can I tell you the coolest? The coolest part about
the
pictures that I saw, because I was following y'all on Twitter Saturday afternoon, was that picture of Wendy's jersey in her locker.
Oh yeah, so we have to tell you that part of the experience too.
Take me out of it for a second and tell it to me like my thing was never controversial, because I really want you guys to like express exactly how cool it was. Forget
Take me out of the ball.
Tell me how cool it was.
Cool. Okay.
Let me experience it through your eyes now.
Okay. All right.
It was the alumni weekend for the Braves. So lots of former Braves players were coming back, and this was all to honor them, right? And so we were invited because we're media people, and there were other media personalities out there. Fred Khalil from 11 Alive, Ryan Cameron from V103. Who else is out there?
Jesse James. Country singer.
Dag I mean, Larry Wax from the Regular Guys show down the hall here. I mean, lots of different media people. And then
Ken Rodriguez. Yes. I mean, and then you had, there was all kinds of people. Dion Ferris was there. So you had musicians, and you had one of the members of the Zac Brown Band there. So
two guys from the Zac Brown Band.
Yeah. So there were people from, there was music, and there was local TV and radio, and then there were former Braves.
So that's who all was invited. So we get there, and the Tomahawk team is like all coordinated to escort us where we need to go. We go behind the scenes to the ladies' locker room downstairs and go in. And we go inside the locker room, and there are our jerseys and all this Brave stuff set up in each locker. Like for us individually.
Now, when you say women's locker room, did they just like convert the visitors' locker room into this celebrity?
Because I was surprised there was a women's locker room at Turner Field. So
it couldn't have been the visitors
because
there was a game going on. Yeah, but I know they have.
Wasn't that big. It wasn't big enough for a full team. It was, you know, but it was the women's locker room.
It would have been for maybe the Tomahawk team.
Yeah, they have a full like gym down there and batting cages and all that stuff that I know there's not. used exclusively by the Braves. Mm-hmm. So I would assume it's something for
it was a workout room, and there may be 9 lockers total in a shower and a bathroom facility. So when we walked in, all the lockers were open, and they had made custom jerseys for everybody. So our jerseys were up with
our
names.
That is really awesome.
It was so cool.
That is cool.
So then they escorted us to the field, and we were either on, what was it? Murphy's MVPs or
Sid Sliders.
Dale Murphy was there?
He was our coach.
He was your coach.
He was Murphy. Well, Wendy and Jen Legendary. Were on Dale team. Murphy's team, and I was on Sid Bream's team.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I was texting my dad, and I think he finally thought my job was cool. Like, for the first time ever, he couldn't believe it. And Eddie Perez was on our team, too. He, a former Brave, also played for Florida State, so forget about it. My dad was like over the moon about the whole thing.
So where did y'all play in the infield? Did you like play infield? Did you play outfield? Were any balls hit to you?
I played outfield, and I had a grounder, and I threw it to second. I was just so excited.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you get the out?
Well, if Larry Wax didn't slide, which was against the rules, by the way, I would have
slid
had
in
that.
A second base.
All right, the red team.
Larry Wax is desperate. The last game I saw him play in, he struck out twice.
Red team, which I was on and Larry was on, we were ahead by, 5 runs?
Yeah,
and
they were kicking our butt. And then they started changing the score.
Well, but Larry, so we were told
cheated.
Not to slide because the Braves were going to play the Tigers right after that. So they were like, don't mess up the field. So don't slide into base or you'll get penalized. Well, Larry slid and we got those points taken away from us.
Runs. You get the runs.
Runs
taken
away.
So they tied it all up.
So we ended up tying. Thanks
but it was,
to Larry.
It was just for fun, though. So they were like changing up the score.
Yeah.
They had Mr. Sherholtz was like calling the game and making commentary. Yeah.
And then Sid came and played for the our team.
So yeah, they swapped managers, right?
Yeah, we swapped teams in the middle, so it was goofy.
Was it?
I had 2 errors in the field, though. You would have been so disappointed.
You did?
Yeah.
What happened?
But I did get 2 hits and 1 RBI.
Good girl.
Yes.
Tell me about the field. Was it just like every blade of grass just like perfectly cut on the infield?
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah. It was pristine. And to look up and see that stadium all around.
Yeah. And then some of the Braves players, the current Braves players, were watching our game. Like, I sat next to Tim Hudson, who pitches for the Braves.
He was in the dugout watching the game.
Yes! We had a conversation. I conversated with Tim Hudson, and then Prado was watching the game from our dugout. Like, I was like, oh my God, they're watching us play baseball. I watch them play baseball.
And you should go, when you're feeling a lot of self-hatred, Bert, you should look at Wendy's Facebook page. Because there's a picture of her talking to Tim Hudson. There's a picture of her locker
and then the
dugout.
The red team was in the Tiger dugout, you know, the visiting dugout. So I'm sitting there, and then all of a sudden I turn and I look and I say, oh my God, that's Johnny Damon. So
No way.
So Johnny Damon came, of course. He used to play for Boston, used to play for New York. Now he plays for Detroit. And I didn't realize he played for Detroit now. And so he came up to the dugout because some of the Tigers came up to watch some of the game, and I sat next to him, took a picture with him, talked to him for a little
bit. Unbelievable.
it was really incredible.
Steve Avery was on my team, and of course, Sid Bream was on my team, and I got to tell him that I was in the bathroom when he made that slide that time, so that was nice
because
I missed his big slide to, you know, put the Braves in the playoffs, but whatever. So yeah, it was a great experience.
I'm trying to be happy for you. I really am trying very hard to be happy for you.
Do you have a gallery of pictures up, too? I haven't looked at yours yet. On your blog?
Everybody was like, oh my gosh, it was so hot out on Saturday. Were you just melting out there? I'm like, I don't think I even paid attention to the heat. That was not even a factor at all for me because it was so cool. Like, I think I just didn't even think about that.
How many times over the course of the game did you say to each other, Bert should be here? Bert made the wrong decision.
A lot. Otis Nixon was on my team.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do it again next
because
year.
Because alumni weekend, like Jen said, was the entire weekend, and they had stuff going on, and they invite all the old Braves come, and it was a successful weekend for them to do this. I know that they're going to do this again, and you have to do it next year.
Those guys are like telling stories and swapping stories and like teasing each other on the field and stuff. Like you feel like you're at a reunion.
I think I get it now. I think you guys have painted a pretty sufficient picture.
That's really fun.
I think I really get it.
Aren't the current Braves so hot? Hospitable
you know
and
what?
Nice.
We should have worn our jerseys.
I think I get it. I think I got it.
Did we tell them about batting practice in which it was, you know, the softball team batting practice and that Bobby Cox came to watch
the batting practice for the celebrity
softball?
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys got to hit in the box?
Yeah.
For
Melissa.
Batting practice, as many balls as you wanted?
Yep.
If there wasn't a chance that your name would be drawn out of a hat again as the manager, you should have gotten yourself thrown out of the game. Did we just say a Braves manager, awesome. Or did we say Bobby Cox? Like, you should have lost your mind. Kicking dirt at Mr. Schurholz. What do you mean you're switching the score? You're out of your mind! And then you would have ended up losing and wearing the morph suit for your own ejection.
I know!
Joey, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi, what's up?
You better be glad that time travel is not possible, because 12-year-old Bert would be punching you in the crotch right now.
The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
And I think we need massage therapists to give us a call right now. 1-877-588-BERT. 1-877-588-2378. It's all based on the Al Gore story from over the week. Last week, really.
Yeah, because there's a massage therapist in Portland that said that Al Gore, back in 2006, there was some inappropriate groping going on. And so she even says that she has evidence that's in a safety deposit box somewhere that, you know, that she hasn't washed, let's say.
So she took those, whatever, those pants.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, she took whatever, you know, there was going on, and you know, with whatever was going on it, and a safety deposit. But here's the thing, though. The Portland police at the time in 2006 investigated it and said there was a lack of evidence to bring any charges. So, I mean, does she really have anything in the safety deposit box? I don't know. But for some reason now, she's coming forward talking to the tabloids about it, which I thought was kind of silly because now he's getting divorced. So what's the point?
The reason it could be in a safety deposit box, the fact that they don't bring charges doesn't have anything to do with what's in the safety deposit box, because they could have not brought charges because perhaps they thought it was consensual.
Maybe, exactly.
That's my way of saying consensual, but in a romantic, almost sexy way. Hi, Melissa, would you like to do something consensual?
So my question is for massage therapists or masseuse or whatever, like, does this happen more often than not? Like, dude comes in there and just starts like angling himself in a way that he knows for sure you're going to like end up, you know, touching his junk.
Because there are times where, yes.
But isn't the massage therapist in control?
Yes. I mean, they are, but then you want to make your client happy. So it's like how far, how close is too close? You know what I mean?
How happy is too happy?
Right. Uh-huh.
Once the towel becomes, I didn't know what to say. Melissa made a hand signal and I didn't know what it meant. I was just going to say, once the towel becomes a tent, then you realize you're too close.
That's a little too happy there.
Mm-hmm.
Got some audio that I'm going to play for you.
The towel becomes a tent.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a dude thing.
I'll play an audio for you here in just a couple of minutes of exactly what she told the police once it happened. But I need physical therapists to give us a call right now. Masseuse. Massage therapist. Hey, Terry. Good morning. You are on The Bert Show. We were talking about Al Gore, and we're talking about these accusations that this massage therapist has made against him out in Portland, saying that Al Gore went in there, and he's a little on the buzz side, and she started massaging him, and he's like just sort of wiggling around a little bit, making it perfectly known what he really wants. And I'm curious if this happens more often than not.
Well, yes, I want to make a clarification. I heard you guys use massage therapist and masseuse interchangeably, and most people do. But I dated a massage therapist who made a very clear distinction that a massage therapist is a licensed professional who goes to school, and a masseuse who is anyone who gives massages for money. So I think if you're advertising in the back of Creative Loafing, you know, you're more likely to be the masseuse who that happens to, and there's sort of an expectation of that. She didn't have that happen very often. I mean, she didn't, you know, she had some guys, clients sometimes imply they wanted things, but she never actually had anybody do that. But she worked in an office, and it was in a very professional setting, so that's sort of a different scenario than if you're, you know, in your home, I think. So it'd be interesting to find out if Al Gore had a massage therapist or a masseuse.
That I don't know. Here is Christian. Good morning. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. You want to be on The Voice Disguiser?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, good, because you're not. What's up? What's up?
I just wanted to let you know, you had asked whether or not it happens very frequently, and it does happen. I'm a massage therapist, but it's not with the frequency I think that most people would expect. We do get our fair share of people who think, you know, they have the attitude that that's what it's about, and, you know, the stereotypes and stuff. But for the most part, people are very, very good, mostly.
So if a man reacts physically, mm-hmm. is it sometimes involuntary?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's so, just the body's physical response. And if
right.
that's the case, if he's comfortable to ignore it, then so is the therapist most of the time. If he addresses it, however, it is our job to let him know that this is not that kind of place, and it is within our right to tell him the session is over.
I've had to talk myself out of that thing before. Like, you start to feel it coming on, and then you have to think of everything else that will deflate that whole situation, literally.
Exactly. But, yeah, it does happen, and, you know, for the most part, we're professional about it, and we try to overlook it and stuff. And if he can, too, we can continue with the session. But if he can't and it's obvious that he's there for another reason, mm-hmm. session over.
Got it.
It happens to me every single time I get a massage, which mm-hmm. is awkward because usually what? I'm in one of those chairs in Perimeter Mall where I just put $1.50 in. It's really difficult to talk yourself out of it in the food court.
In the food court.
I'm staring at Dairy Queen.
Oh my God.
Well, I could have said that.
Yeah. It's anytime you're near a Dairy Queen, right?
You have to be getting a massage.
That might be yourself.
Then you got a turnover. Weird.
This is my God. Get away from that man. This is the massage therapist talking about Al Gore wanting her to massage him inappropriately.
When I began doing the requested abdominal work on him, he became somewhat vocal. With muffled moans, etc., he began demanding that I go lower and massaging on the abdominal area. I was shocked, and I did not massage beyond what is considered a safe non-sexual area of the abdomen. He further insisted and acted angry, becoming verbally sharp and loud. I went into much deeper shock as I realized it appeared he was demanding sexual favors.
Here's Brian to say that it's not just men that do this kind of thing. Hey, Brian, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
What's going on?
Hey, man.
I am an ex-massage therapist, and the caller that called early clarified it between masseuse and massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Most massage therapists are into therapeutic, truly trying to help the people that have problems, muscular problems, sports-specific training, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. But me and my buddy have had conversations about when we get women that we assume are older and married and maybe think that because we're a male massage therapist, our intention is different. And they have grabbed our legs and flipped over or come in when you were supposed to have panties on, and they came in and didn't have panties on. And
really?
I think it works both ways, and it happens way more than you would probably think.
You're talking about 20%? You're talking about 30%? Less than that?
Oh, I'd say along the 50% mark.
Wow.
50%?
Every other woman that comes in there.
I'd say 40 to 50%, but yeah, 40 to 50%.
Really?
Or you get the impression that if I was to take this further, it would be okay.
You must be hot.
That means, Bert, that if your wife and my wife have both gotten a massage recently, one of them. Has asked for that.
It's definitely your wife.
He engaged me in small talk as I headed for my massage table to break it down, and he came over to where I was while I was trying to pack up. And then he wrapped me in an inescapable embrace as I turned around, giving this come-hither look deep into my eyes and caressed my back and buttocks and breasts. I squirmed to try and get out of his grasp, telling him to stop, don't, several times, and I finally told him and said, "You're being a crazy sex poodle," hoping that he'd realize how weird he was being, yet he persisted. He was much stronger than me, bigger than me, and insistent. It was completely unnerving.
Would you
like
show me your
tape?
Will you show me your come hither look? Jeff.
It sounded like a Harlequin romance novel.
Yeah, it was like books on tape. What do you
see it every day? Do you think he pulled out the "I'm the king of the internet" line?
Founder
of the internet.
Yeah,
I founded.
As soon as he had it playing, he turned to me and he immediately flipped me flat on my back and threw his whole body face down over atop me, pinning me down and outweighing me by quite a bit. "Get off me, you big lummox," I loudly protested to him, and I struggled with my whole body to shove him as hard as I could to roll him off me and get out from underneath him, and I using my whole left leg and stuff, and that's where I strained all the muscles, but I didn't realize it at the time. He just giggled and acted like I was only teasing him, and I had to physically struggle and wrench around to throw him off my body so I could stop being squashed and breathe again.
That's the massage therapist talking about Al Gore.
Gross.
Can we have our interns write that in screenplay form and then two of us have to reenact it?
Absolutely not.
Come on, you big lummox!
Good morning, Kia. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
How you doing? I just wanted to comment about the favors during the massages. I actually had an ex-boyfriend who used to do it, and he said he used to make good side money by actually performing those favors for women that would ask for it on a regular.
Really?
I wonder if that's the real secret, that it's women are more guilty of it than dudes are.
He said a lot of them were like rich women that were really bored and, you know, their husbands worked a lot and he was doing, and he had a lot of regulars too. I mean, he'd go back to them and that's how he'd make his extra money.
I mean, I think that probably your first thought is it's dudes in there, like Al Gore going in there and looking for something, but maybe the real secret is that more women are going in there than dudes are.
Well, and it also sounds like the male massage therapist would take them up on their offer a little bit more often.
Right. Little side money.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Maroon 5, Adam Levine right here. You know all these songs. You guys remember when Adam Levine was on last time?
Hey, Adam, I'm asking this question for all the women that are listening to this right now, but are you in bed talking to us?
I am in bed right now.
I can tell. It sounds like you are laying down with one side of your face smushed against the pillow and the other side
that
with the...
That is exactly what I'm doing. You're very perceptive.
Okay. Just checking. And for the women, not me, but for the other women listening, will you describe what you're wearing?
Should I do it slowly?
Yes.
I'm wearing underwear. I'm wearing a Calvin Klein boxer briefs, and that's it. And a dress.
That's Adam Levine last time on the show, and here he is this time on the show.
Oh,
good morning, Adam.
I was so confused. I was sitting here and I was listening to you guys. I was so completely confused, but now I know what's happening. You were replaying something from the past, and now is the present.
You thought you were in one of those like weird lost sideways worlds where you weren't really sure if it was now or in the future or in the past?
I don't know what was just happening, but whatever, it wasn't happy, it's over.
What are you wearing today? Because the last time we had you on, you started the interview and you told us you were wearing boxers. So what do you got on today?
All right. I'm going to just be honest because that's the only thing I know how to be. But I'm currently wearing, underwear.
Hot.
And I'm wearing a bathrobe, which I don't usually wear robes, but I'm wearing a robe and it's really nice and comfortable.
Are you home or on the road?
I'm in New York.
What have you said? I'm sitting in a Denny's. Right now.
The bus stop.
To be honest with you, I'm actually, hold on one second. Hi, can I have a Grand Slam scrambled bacon crispy?
And I need some money.
Is it a hotel robe or is it something a little fancier?
I'm actually staying at my girlfriend's place.
Okay.
Hey.
I'm going to be honest with you, Bert. Those questions are okay coming from the women, but from you.
And it's her bathrobe.
Are you?
I wish that was not true.
Is it really hers?
It's hers, but it's kind of one of those unisex ones that she jacked from a spa.
Uh-huh, sure. Now you feel like your manliness is starting to leave you and starting to bring back now.
Unisex, you know, it's pink and purple.
And do you have like a mask on right now, like a mud mask?
I'm wearing an algae facial peel. Uh-huh. I'm just kidding. I'm not. I'm actually really masking right now, you guys. I'm drinking coffee. Right. You know, I'm doing really manly things.
They can't tease you about your masculinity with pictures of your girlfriend being all over the internet. I mean, hello. I think he's pretty secure.
Okay, good. Whew. Thank God.
Now, is this a girl that you've been going out with for a long time? I don't know the whole history here. Is this a long-term girlfriend? This is new or what?
Without divulging too much information about my life and my personal life, I'll say that this is a relatively new situation, and it's a very, 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 very good one.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's good. Congratulations.
He's wearing her pink and purple robe right away. I mean, that's
wearing her friggin' robe, man. I mean, things have to be pretty good.
She's a supermodel.
She's a supermodel.
Robes are the new class rings, Bert. Like, instead of will you wear my ring, it's will you wear my robe.
Only a real man can wear a woman's robe, right?
Jen just said that she's a supermodel. Does Adam Levine ever get intimidated by women?
Should I refer to myself in the third person?
Yes. That was weird.
You totally
think
should.
About Adam Levine. I don't know. Women are amazing. I love women. They're beautiful people. Well done, women.
Adam Levine joining the Bert Show this morning.
I have a question about touring and relationships. Do they mix together? Like, will your girlfriend go on tour with you, or will that be separate from work and home life?
You know what? I think it's one of those things where it's not easy. It's really difficult. It sucks. You know, I'm not going to lie. It's not fun because when you care about somebody, you want to be with them, you know? And fortunately, you know, we have similar lifestyles, which makes it easier. You know, no one's sitting waiting at home for the other person, really. So it's nice, you know, and they mesh very well. So we're just going to give it a shot and, you know, we care a lot about each other and see what happens.
Don't you think that helps in the long run? Like when you're sort of... you're not forced to be with each other all the time, that absence, you know, making the heart grow fonder thing can actually work in your favor?
Absolutely. I mean, to a certain extent, obviously, you know, it can be too long and it starts to drive you a little bit crazy. But, yeah, a little bit of distance is probably a good thing. And I'm just surprised that she still likes me.
How come it's so, like, acceptable that if he goes out on the road and she's wearing his T-shirt, it's, you know, like, so sexy that she's going to be close to him? But he's wearing her robe, and it's a little bit odd, creepy.
It paints probably a creepy picture. I mean, I don't know, even know why I was honest with you guys in the first place. Yes. Now you're using it against me.
I hope you've learned a very valuable lesson about being honest with us for the rest of the way here.
My parents taught me not to lie, but you guys are teaching me that it's probably a good idea in old age.
Are you on Twitter, or am I about to ask you a whole bunch of questions about what you said on Twitter that aren't really you?
No, I really am. I really am. And I love it because you can just talk a bunch of, I guess, S.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, we all know what I wanted to say, but you can talk a lot of that, and it's, no one can really mess with you. It's great.
You tweeted, "I think I'm officially out of touch with contemporary pop music. I'm not hating, just not connecting."
Yeah, I did say that.
Which means what? You just think that pop music kind of sucks right now?
No, I mean, listen, I don't know. I've started listening to the radio again. And I'm not hating on anything. I just I'm having a hard time really falling in love with stuff again, you know? I don't know why. Maybe I just take some time to adjust to it, but it all sounds very, I don't know, like, I can't explain what it is, but there's definitely, like, a lack of connection. A little bit robotic. You know, I want there to be a little more, I mean, I love soul music. I love kind of loose, fun music, and it sounds a little tight right now. I think a little stiff. That sounds very vague, but I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Was it a certain artist that inspired that tweet?
No, I was listening to everything. I was on iTunes and cruising around and checking different stuff out and getting a feel for what everything was like again, because I've been so detached from everything. You know, we were out in the boonies making our record, so I was kind of away from it intentionally, and now I'm coming back to it and, you know, kind of want to inject maybe some organic stuff into music, you know, make it a little more loose and fun, old school, I guess, you know.
Keeping with the deep tweets theme, what did you mean by this one? About to fire up the iPhone 4, I have a massive technology boner.
Wow, I should think about what I say. I'm just, you know, in regards to technology, at that moment, my excitement resembled a boner. It wasn't an actual boner. It was a technology boner.
A pretend one.
Are you happy that you got the phone now, or is it overrated?
Dear Mr. Jobs, your phone's pretty cool, but it's not that different. And I think that there need to be more improvements on it. Like, I mean, this is nitpicky, and I apologize in advance if this sounds bratty, but if you're going to make someone buy a phone like this, I think that it should have, in it, you know, the whole thing was like, oh, you can video chat now on Skype and all that stuff. You have to be on Wi-Fi in order to do it. And what I'm thinking is you might as well be on a computer at that point, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you didn't have to be on Wi-Fi, that's amazing. But it just seems like it's a little gimmicky. I think I feel a little bit like a sucker for having it.
Are you one of the guys that stood in line way before anybody else to get your hands on it?
We have, you know, somehow we got it. I don't know. It just fell out of the sky. And
he's got connections.
He's got people.
I know somebody who knows somebody.
We have friends, people that know people that know people.
I wanted to ask you about one of your favorite friends. Do you have a bromance with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Oh, my God. he's an old, very, 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 very old friend. I've known him for a long, long time.
Oh, that's cool.
Since elementary school, basically, yeah.
Really?
Love that dude. Yeah.
Here's what I think about that sucks about being Jake Gyllenhaal, because you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You know, like, here's a guy, he's a single guy, right? And now I'm seeing pictures from the paparazzi of him all over the place with him just like checking out girls or just hanging out with people in bars, and he's getting a little flirty, which you're allowed to do when you're single, but he's even getting hammered by the tabloids just doing that, you know?
What are they saying that's critical?
It's all so stupid. You know, it's like, leave the guy alone.
Yeah, he was at like the Lakers game or something last week or something like that for a championship game, and he was checking up some hottie that was walking up the stairs, and all these paparazzi took a picture of him checking out her butt, and it was like big time in the tabloid the next day, and I was thinking, well, who the hell isn't checking her out?
Yeah. Right, every guy in the place is probably doing that.
Right, so it's...
It's weird. People have become obsessed and fixated on things like that, and I don't know. I guess they have some idea of what someone's supposed to be like, and then, you know, they like to just mess with them, and I hate it. It's such a weird thing.
You've done a pretty good job of keeping yourself out of that kind of thing.
Well, listen, they choose you. You know, there's nothing you can really do about it, unfortunately, and I don't get hassled, really. They don't bug me. So it's nice. I'm very fortunate for that. I don't want that to ever change, so I got lucky.
It's Adam Levine on The Burt Show right now. So I'm assuming that because you sort of have this disconnect from pop music that that your album is going to be a complete departure from anything you're hearing on the radio right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think I started thinking a lot about, you know, how our first record became successful. And, you know, I kind of like the idea that what we're doing, I always want what we're doing to be what we're doing and unique to our to our own taste and our own situation. And then if the radio or the or whoever it may be embraces that, then that's a great thing. But I don't want to start writing song, you know. And I love writing pop music, and I love the idea of having hits and all that. And I and pop being immersed in pop culture and all those things. That's fine, you know. I want to do it on our terms, you know. And I don't want to try to start sounding like a band that has songs on the radio. I want to just be a band whose songs are played on the radio, you know, and in a very pure, simple way. And I don't want to sound like or reflect the times necessarily. I want to try to be as timeless as possible. So I think that's kind of my mentality behind it this time around, and hopefully it'll work.
Is that why you guys, you said you went to the boonies to record it? Is that why you kind of wanted to be isolated?
Well, I thought it was a great thing. It wasn't my idea. I mean, we made a record with Mutt Lange, who's an amazing producer. And he lives out in Switzerland, so we went out there for a few months, spent last summer out in Switzerland on Lake Geneva, which was the most beautiful thing in the world. And, yeah, it was great. And he that's basically the center of the universe for him. He kind of gets himself involved with all different types of things, and he's very international and things like that. So we wanted to make a record that was, you know, not American or French or Italian. It was kind of everything, you know.
You get to a place like that, and you probably rework songs 70, 80, 90, 100 times just so you could stay out there.
Right.
Sorry, guys, I can't come home. We just can't.
Still
ending
working.
Another
take on this one.
We're ordering the CD. We're trying to get the songs in the right order. It's going to take us another 6 months.
Which is that?
It was so pretty, but I mean, I don't know. I'm a city kid. You know, I was pretty bored a lot of the time. And if I wasn't bored, I was working, and I was working most of the time. So it was pretty... It's pretty intense, actually. It was really pretty, but it was definitely a lot of work, like 24/7. I mean, it was amazing, though.
So you write better with sort of like chaos around you than you would in like this really serene, kind of peaceful, balanced place?
Definitely. Peace and balance do not yield, you know, good songs for me. I had to write a lot of the stuff in L.A., you know, when I was going through crazy things.
The album is Hands All Over. Do I have this right that it comes out on July 27th?
That is incorrect.
Okay.
But, I can't believe I know this. It comes out September 21st.
September 21st. Why can't you believe that you know that?
Just because I don't know anything. I'm surprised. I'm surprised at myself.
Hey, Adam, it's always good talking to you, man. Is there anything we're missing here? You got anything else coming up?
You know what? I'm just 100% music right now, man. And thanks. I don't know if you guys are playing the song, but if you are, thank you. And thank you for always playing our tunes. That's an amazing thing. I hope that continues.
We are playing the song.
Right on.
In fact, we'll play it in just a couple of minutes for you.
Nice.
Well, we don't have to play it for him. I'm sure he's heard it.
Yeah, please. I probably won't ever hear it again.
Enjoy your robe and your coffee, my friend.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Adam. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Adam Levine.
Funny. Cool dude.
Yeah. He's always such a cool dude, man. What a lifestyle. Probably in a penthouse right now overlooking New York City with his supermodel girlfriend waiting for him to get off of that stupid radio interview.
Must be tough.
And it's this cool monogrammed robe calling for him right now. I want to be Adam Levine.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand,
and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
The Bird Show.
And this week we've also spent some time suggesting some books for each other that maybe if you guys are listening, you'll say, okay, that sounds like a cool book that I could probably take care of myself. So I'm the only one that hasn't given suggestions yet for the rest of the show.
Cool.
So let us do this now. We got about 2 minutes here.
Awesome.
And again, these were all selected for individual members of the Burt Show, but maybe in the explanation of the book, you'll say, okay, man, that sounds something pretty good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy, I'm going to resuggest a book to you that I suggested to you a long time ago.
Okay.
That you never got through. The Four Agreements.
I still have it. It's still sitting on my coffee table.
It's by Don Miguel Ruiz. And it's a self-help book. And it's a little bit out there at times. But once you get to the root of it, it really sort of teaches you, like, you can't listen to anybody else's opinions because their opinions come from a place that's so different than you that they're not accurate.
I think I started reading part of the book, but yeah, I need to re-pick it back up because it's just sitting there.
It's deep, like the first chapter. You really got to sort of get around that. Yeah, it's a tough read. For Jeff, I suggested The Disney Way. I just love the way that Disney does business. Everything they do is right and buttoned up, and they're always out of the box thinking.
So
and I think
creative.
Totally creative, which Jeff is. And I think you could get a lot out of that book. And that one's called The Disney Way. Jen, for you, East of Eden. It's a classic by John Steinbeck.
Cool.
It's just a long, really long, great sort of soap opera-ish tale, and it's a classic.
Awesome.
And it's one of my favorite books.
Cool.
And I just think with you going on vacation to Europe, going to be spending a lot of downtime on beaches and stuff like that, and I just thought it was a perfect book for you.
Cool. Thank you.
This was one of those books that honestly I couldn't put down, like...
Oh, nice.
It was so soap opera-y. I'm like, I'm as a dude, I shouldn't like this book, but but I do. But I totally do. And then for Melissa Carter.
Yes.
Flying Without Fear.
Okay.
Wings of Discovery.
That's
by
awesome.
Stacey yes. L. Chance. Here's what I wish for Melissa Carter. Like, I love traveling so much, and Melissa and I think very alike in a couple of different ways. And I think she's missing out on some amazing things around the world because she hates flying so much.
I know. I got to get over that. And yeah, Katie and I both hate it. And I think we are limiting ourselves. We've said that by not being able to fly.
If you could just get over that fear, man, I'd love to see you go to South America and Europe. And this book across the board gets like great ratings.
Okay.
And it's called Flying Without Fear, Wings of Discovery. It's by Stacey L. Chance. And it's just supposed to explain things to you in a way that just makes it a little bit easier when you're sitting in that chair in the plane, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
So all these are up online at thebirdshow.com.
Get it? The Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.